Welcome to another episode of Why Not You with your host, Derek Wells, where we talk with leaders and entrepreneurs who are doing what they love to do. They'll share insights into overcoming adversity, the systems they use, along with the power of personal growth, faith, and much more. Our goal is to empower you with personal growth, faith, and a plan for ultimate success. Now, here's Derek with another life-changing story.
Welcome to another episode of Why Not You. This is your host, D. Wells, and I'm glad you all are with me today. We are about to dive into a story with an individual who has embraced and pursued their dreams relentlessly and fearlessly. Today's episode, we are joined by none other than Shardaya Vince, a remarkable individual who has experienced a powerful transformation in her life and is representing all those mompreneurs out there. That's all the mom entrepreneurs. She has ventured into CBD and nutrition line, started Hook Cosmetics with her sister, and Launchpad Pro. So let's get into this episode of Why Not You. Let's go.
So ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of Why Not You. Today, I am joined with Shardaya Vince from the East Coast. I'm just thankful that you're here and you're willing to come on the show. Mm-hmm. And then just share some knowledge and information with the people. Man, can you just share a little bit about yourself?
A little bit. I'm a lot of bit. So hello, everybody. My name is Shardaya Vince. I'm from Columbia, South Carolina, and I'm 37 years old. I am a happy wife. I am a happy mother, happy daughter. I have two boys, 5 and 1, and a baby girl on the way. She'll be here in a few weeks, maybe four or five weeks. We don't know, but she's coming. I can feel it.
Yeah, that's
so she's on her way. So I am a happy mother most of the time. And I am a daughter of 5 from my father, daughter of 2 from my mother. I am a third generation entrepreneur. I am a woman of God. I am a encourager by nature. I've been like this my whole life. So if you know me, you know I'm going to encourage you and try to pull out the gifts that God have put in you. I went to Norfolk State University. Behold the green and gold, HBCU. Shout out to all the HBCUs out there. I am a hardworking woman who just, I love the Lord. I love people. And I get energized off of helping people and really just serving, you know, and adding value. That's where I really get a lot of energy. So that's just a little bit about me. I hope that was enough.
Girl, that is fine. That is good right there. And so I met Shardaya through my boy Zoe. This is Lonzo Events' wife, Shardaya, and I know Zoe through King's Accountability Group. And then there's that other connection through Eric Thomas. Mm-hmm. And so, man, I'm thankful because I know the type of man Zoe is. I know his other half is just as good.
Yeah, I hope be so. Better to
push that brother up, right, and elevate him.
Yes.
Yeah. So you talk about being an entrepreneur. What are some of the things that you're actually working on?
I'm working on not getting more gray hair. That little patch right there. My sister and I, we run two childcare facilities here in Columbia, South Carolina. Have over our capacity is over 180 children. So we have, you know, pretty decent sized staff. Right. So that's what I'm working on the home front. Our childcare centers and, you know, really working on just expanding and making sure that my staff get what they need. And then we have something called the Hook Foundation, which is a nonprofit foundation. We founded in 2020, right during COVID. My mother wanted to give back. That's why she started the daycares. We're in the underserved communities intentionally and working with the working poor. But we want to educate, empower, and uplift our community and the youth through exposure and helping them identify their superpowers, which kind of leans into the DISC assessment. So teaching them about who they are, not only in the word of God, but teaching them who they are based on their personality and how that is a strength and is not a limitation for them. Right. And then we connect with local partners in the area that donate to us and we donate to them, and just community partnership, because I believe in collaboration. That's the next currency. That's the best currency. Right. In growing and connecting our community. So that's the Hook Foundation. And then personally, I have launched Launchpad Pro, which is an all-in-one CRM for specifically for entrepreneurs, creators, course creators, business owners. But I'm leaning into the mompreneur niche because I am a mom. Mm-hmm. I'm a mompreneur, and I really want to empower women to economically impact their home as well as, you know, emotionally and, you know, just being there. But I just know that watching my mom and my dad struggle, you know, in a two parent household, they were literally the working poor. Mm-hmm. And I want to close that gap. So I want to empower moms that they can start their own thing on the side, a business, and really help their husbands out in a way that can financially help them, but also like it'll lighten the load in the household.
Right. And I like that. I like that that phrase you came up with, mompreneur. I was like, oh, snap.
We got you.
Yeah, that's good right there. And so when you think about like just finding a niche like that, I mean, how important do you think that is just to help you with focus?
Mm. That's my word of the year. It's probably my word for next year too, focus.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because we know where your energy goes, your focus goes, right?
Right.
Where your focus goes, your energy goes. So it was hard for me to niche down because, you know, you want to help everybody. You want to be all things to all people.
Right.
But I found that not niching down, I was talking to everybody and nobody, you know, and I know that when I'm talking to a group of people who I understand, because I am that person, I am her, I'm the mompreneur, I can speak to her directly. I can hit those pain points. Right. I can say, I can really kind of get to the, in the marrow, you know what I'm saying? I can get to the marrow of what's going on. And like, I could say things that she wished she could say, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, and it just really is, it's more intimate. And my thing is, I need them to know that I care. Like, I really do care. Right. So I can't care about everybody, but I do care about mompreneurs because our mental health matters. You know, even if you're just making a couple of extra dollars, and I say a couple, like $15 to $2,000 extra a month, that can get you a spa day or get you a nanny or someone to come help or clean the house. Or it's not like you don't know how to clean. It's just like you always cleaning, you know? So like, you know, just lightening the load so you can be available for your family, for your husband, so you can be intimate with each other, you know, and not just intimate, but like just being present in that type of intimacy, you know, with your family. I think it just niching down really matters. And it took me a minute, even though I know better.
Right.
But it really does matter. It really does.
Yeah, because that's hard to me. I mean, when you think about it, because I was in that same place where you want to be available for everybody. You want to help everybody because you see a need and you have a huge heart just to help people. And you don't want to leave nobody on the sideline. But at the same time, in order to reach people or to reach the masses, it's almost like you need to niche down and focus on a specific group, because in that other group, there's no telling who you might touch and help that could actually reach out to the people that you weren't able to reach out to and help. So,
absolutely.
Yeah, that is huge.
And I just believe, like, as a mom, as a mother, we are impacting more than just our household. because we have friends, but we, our children are watching us, and we're teaching them through example. You know, like my son watches us and he's understanding, or at least trying to understand, money and finances and the cash flow quadrant. And he's 5.
Yeah.
So yeah. Uh-oh. Hold on. I think my dad is walking in. This is crazy. I just told him I had an interview at 3:30. I had an interview at 3:30, Daddy. Your gift is right here on the couch. Just grab it. Sorry, guys. This is real life.
This is a lot. This is going, this is going
on. Today's my dad's birthday.
Happy birthday.
He said happy birthday. I'm in the interview. I told you I had an interview at 3:30. Yeah. It's okay. Just get your gift right here. It's on the couch.
That is funny.
You know, parents don't care. They do not care. Oh, I'm sorry.
Hey, so when you talked about, you know, how they, you know, how you guys are modeling and, you know, the kids are watching. I remember Zoe actually posting I think it was just a video of him and y'all's son. Mm-hmm. I think he was saying, I think he might have been saying a mantra or something like that.
Yeah.
And I was like, that right there, that's dope. That is dope right there. I mean, just to be starting out at that age, mm-hmm. and being able to understand what that's about, that's gonna pay huge dividends down the road.
Yeah. They do the mantra, and then at night they do affirmations.
Okay. Wow.
So yeah, and he knows those affirmations, and I'll get him to say them sometimes, you know, change his state and change his mind. But he is definitely a positive little kid, and he is definitely a blessing. Like, really. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So when you look back, and I guess just over the past year, or let's just say like the past month or so, what are some of the top wins that you can actually like identify, and how has that like helped you just to move forward and progress?
So the past month, I would say for me, I think one of the biggest wins would be nothing associated with business. Actually.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Well, maybe one, but because I'm pregnant, I had my last baby early, so he was premature.
Mm-hmm.
Really just giving myself grace and space to relax, sort of, and be healthy, and just being home and slowing down.
Yeah.
Because I am very much so like, I hit the ground running, like, you know, I don't slow down. So mm-hmm. I'm giving myself permission to slow down.
Yeah.
And I'm still working through that, but just remembering every day, you know, that you have to slow down. You have to give yourself space and grace. Mm-hmm. And I can't get everything done, you know. Right. And asking for help. Ooh. That's the biggest thing. Oh, listen, let me tell you something. I'm not turning down nothing but my collar. You want to help me? Ma'am, do you need help? Yes, I do. Ma'am, can I get that door for you? Yes, you can. Ma'am, can I? Yes, I need all the help I can get, and I'm taking it. I called my mother-in-law. She came and stayed with me for a whole month.
What?
Basically. You're laughing. I'm serious. She's like, oh, I'll come after the baby comes. I said, oh, no, I need you now. Can you come now? Please, I need your help.
Yeah.
I'm asking for help. I'm not above asking for help. I'm not superwoman. And I think as women, and then especially as African-American women, we are so used to handling the load and carrying the load, and it's okay, and doing, you know, being everything for everyone and not asking for help and being burnt out, and then going off on the people we love the most, our husbands, our spouses, our children, because we have so much stress. And we didn't ask for help.
Right. And, you know, I think that's hard for some people, because you have to, one, it's almost like you have to get to that place where you're humble enough to actually help, when you just kind of put like ego aside, yeah. Right? Because there's
ego. I mean,
yeah, you just run to do everything on your own. But then sometimes I don't think people know what they actually need help with. even though they need help, it's probably hard to articulate what you actually need help with, especially, I mean, when it comes to like business. I mean, because you just, you kind of like in the moment, mm-hmm. and you got, if you don't have no list or some like a task list, it'd be hard.
That's real.
Yeah. It's hard for you to actually determine and kind of delegate what it is that you actually need.
Yeah. I believe in, so I have outsourced, I have a VA, mm-hmm. I have a team, and that's 100% correct, because sometimes I don't know what I need. And I'm like, I'll get on there and he's my project manager. And I'm like, look, Tim, I'm all over the place right now. I need you to help me. What, this is all I need to get done. What are the steps? I need you to map them out. You're the project manager, you know, and I think as business owners, we have to understand that, you know, you're not good at everything, but the things you're good at, work on those things, mm-hmm. and hire somebody who's great at the things that you're not good at. I know I'm not good at the whole, like, you know, if you're talking about the DISC assessment, like that whole organized structure, that's not me. Right. I can get the stuff done uh-huh. now. It's going to get done and it's going to be done well, but it may not be the best in the best order. Right. So I have friends who are really structured and very orderly. So I reach out to them. Hey, can I get on your calendar? I have a girlfriend who has a program and she helps you basically organize and get your stuff knocked out in 2 weeks. Hmm. Like that's her program. Mm-hmm. And like, whether, you know, it's like, let's get, what are your major focuses? Let's get these things done. And then she'll map it out for you. She'll send you the plan. She'll put it in the project management tool. And like you follow, if you can follow the direction, you can get it done. So I'm like, hey, I need to get on your calendar. I need to get this stuff done, because as a mom, and I'm speaking to the mompreneurs and the stay-at-home dads, because there's dads out there that take care of their children too.
Right.
You know, every 2 weeks, somebody's sick or something is going on. So you got two good, strong weeks, you can get something done. Mm-hmm. And then something comes up. So, yeah. So, like, my thing is, figure out how you can get it done. Figure out people who can help you. And don't be above asking for help. Right. Hiring the project manager. Go on one of these, you know, Fivers or things like that, and just look for someone who can help you. But honestly, you can, there are people in your life who are project managers or scrum masters. And why can't you pay them? They're your friend. They're your, you know, there's somebody in your circle. Throw them a couple of dollars. You never know.
That is good.
Because I never really thought about this, actually hiring like a project manager, just kind of help you just kind of develop a plan. And it doesn't, I mean, project, when people think of like project manager, think about, man, you got this massive business or something like that, when it's really not about that. It's just about organization, just helping you become organized.
Yeah.
And that's huge.
Yeah.
Prior to us actually starting, we were talking about, you know, Eric Thomas and all of that. How did you actually, or who actually introduced you to like Breathe University and Eric Thomas?
Myself. I, like I said, I've been listening to him since 2008, since I was in college. Mm-hmm. So I was listening to, you know, the Thank God It's Monday, every Monday, like YouTube. I've been on YouTube University for a long time. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then I'm trying to remember, I'm not sure how he came back around uh-huh. for me, but I don't think I ever like stopped listening to him.
Yeah.
And then they start coming out with different things in the podcast and then Breathe University. So like I was a part of Breathe University. My son is 5. So yeah. Before my son was born.
Okay.
So 2017.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and then the sad part is I was a part and I was paying for like the highest membership and I did nothing. Like I wasn't involved. I was at the highest tier because I just believe you pay to play. Like mm-hmm. I don't like doing the lowest tier of anything. Right.
Yeah.
So I just had so much going on that I wasn't active and I wasn't involved. And I know a lot of us can, you know, we know what that looks like. We purchase things and not you know, been active. But then I start listening to the podcast heavy. Mm-hmm. And then I joined again, but I joined at the lower level. Then I was involved, and then I became a host, and I hosted one of the days, and just got involved and really got connected, because, you know, I'm a high eye, so I'm always going to be trying to connect with somebody. So, you know, I like to make friends.
Right.
Okay.
So what do you think was like a defining moment? You know, I guess when you went in at a lower tier from the higher tier, and then you started getting involved, what do you think actually like altered your mind, and where you did that mind shift and change your course and be like, okay, I need to get involved in this and take advantage of what I actually have?
I told myself I was going to be committed. I committed. I made a decision.
Yeah.
And for me, once I make a decision, you better move out the way. I'm a bull. I'm a Taurus. I'm a bull. So like, once I make a decision, like, all right, you're going to do this and you're going to stay in it. And I like to do stuff like, I'm going to pay for the year. So you locked in, you don't have any excuses. You know, like, I don't give myself excuses most of the time, but I didn't allow myself to have any excuses. Mm-hmm. And I just really made a decision. Like, I'm going to stick it out. I'm going to connect, because once you're connected, you're not going anywhere, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I made connections. I made a decision, and I was committed to adding value, bringing value, and learning something.
Mm-hmm. And I think you said a couple of things, that commitment piece, basically holding your word, staying true to your word, but then also like that association, because now you've met people, they already know what you want. They know what you want to do. And now you have that whole accountability piece.
Yes. Yes. That's what it was. Accountability. Yeah.
You can't run, especially when you have people checking in on you. And they're not gonna stop checking in either.
Right. You're right. You're so right. How's that thing going? Oh, you know. Yeah, you're right. It is embarrassing. And like, who wants to be embarrassed?
I know.
You get it done.
Especially when you start sharing like your dreams and things that you want to do. And it's like, dude, because I'll never forget like when I share with, you know, that I wanted to do the podcast, and they were like, man, you just need to get out your own way and just kind of start it. And it was such a relief. Like once you actually start, because you actually have, whether it's these self-limiting beliefs or these fears of not, you know, just not thinking that you're good enough to start or do whatever it is that you want to do, and what people are going to say. And it just gets to the point where you're like, dude, I'm on a move. I can't be worried about what these folks say, especially when you're operating in faith, right?
Right. But who are the folks we talking about? Right. Where are the people?
Who are they?
Where are they? You know?
Yeah.
But yeah. I really want to know, you know, why do we even care? These people aren't even going to support us, that whoever you're talking about.
Right.
It made up in your mind.
Made up. Made up. Just a lie.
Yeah. Yeah. And honestly, like, I think for me, so I started my podcast when I was in BU. Mm-hmm. I started a podcast as well. And it was called The Planted Mama.
Oh, wow.
And I was really, no, because I'm, you know, I'm into like the holistic care and all things natural. You know, I started a CBD line and a nutrition line while I was in BU. And I was really encouraged, and I had people in there that helped me and, you know, just encouraged me. And I was nervous as well, because I'm like, oh, well, are people going to trust me enough to hear what I have to say? Right. And it was like, just share the information. So once I got over it, it's like, I'm just like, I'm a waiter sharing and asking if you want dessert. Right. When you go out to eat, nobody gets offended. If the waiter asks you, you know, hey, would you like some dessert? No, they just say, okay. And that's what I'm doing. I'm just sharing do you want dessert? Here you go. I'm just offering. So like, once I got past myself and past the fear of being seen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
I had to get past that. And then I had people lining up, and I had, you know, I got great interviews, and then I got a couple of private messages and things from people like from college, like, hey, thanks for doing the podcast. Something you said resonated with me, or this really changed my life. And I'm like, what? You know, so it's like, okay, well, yeah, you know, and and just see things through. So, you know, I just want to encourage you to continue to keep going, because I mean, you never know whose life you're going to change while one interview can change somebody's life, and it's worth it.
It is, huh? It is. And you know, when you said that, it made me think of one of my friends that I actually went to school with. I ended up talking with him, and I had him on, and he actually shared. He was like, D, he's like, man, you're the reason why I started my podcast. And at the time I talked to him, he was already like 5 episodes in. Right.
What's up?
Yeah. Yep. And that was just kind of, you know, just through sharing some of the clips of the episodes, like on Facebook and IG and stuff like that. And yeah, like you said, you just never know whose life you're going to touch or who you're going to impact.
Yeah.
Yep.
We all call to certain people, right?
Right.
So like our sheep will hear our voice. And like if we don't answer the calling, like God will give it to somebody else. Like you didn't see your ideas out there before.
Right.
You know, I had a teacher who had an idea, my entrepreneurship teacher in college. She had the idea of putting wheels on a book bag. And she said, oh, I told my sister about it. My sister was like, that's dumb. She said, and then we were going, because she traveled a lot with her children. Uh-huh. She said they were going through the airport and she saw wheels on a book bag. And she said she could barely stomach looking at it. You know, and she was like 10 years later, I seen wheels on book bags. And I had that idea, you know, 20 years ago or whatever.
Could you imagine?
Man, no. And I just want to, I want to preface that to this. Whoever is listening and watching, do not wait on anybody. Whatever idea you have, if God gave you that idea, I pray it's a God idea, not just a good idea, but I charge you today to go for it. Don't wait on anybody to affirm you. Don't wait on help. Because you will get help from the Lord if that's what you believe. And if you align yourself with the right people, if you align yourself with the right information and just believe in yourself and know that all good things come from God. But not only that, you are equipped to do exactly what you are put here to do. Go for it, because you will sit back in 5 years, 5 years will have passed.
Absolutely.
So go for it. Go for it. Whatever it is. Just go for it. And there's nothing wrong with things not working out. You learn. It's a lesson learned. There's no such thing as failure unless you quit. So you just keep going and you learn the lessons along the way and you just keep going and keep growing. Mm. So I just wanted to say that.
That's good. That's a call to action right there. There you go.
The doors of the church are not open.
That's funny.
And so, you know, many people just think about, or they just think all they have to do is kind of like get in a room where there's a bunch of successful people and just be around them, like it's just going to rub off. Mm. And it's a straight myth. So, I mean, when you think about some of the people that you've been around who are just living in a purpose, what have you learned from those people or experienced just being around them?
Funny you say that. Kind of going back to the ET thing. I got so involved in ET that I ended up, first of all, you never know who's watching you.
Yeah.
Period. Like, you never know who's watching you. I'm going to say Dr. Valerie Humphrey. I was invited to be basically over the You Ain't the Boss of Me Kids call, which was every Saturday we did a call for middle school and high schoolers. And we went over the You Ain't the Boss of Me book that he had, but we had a safe space for teenagers. And I basically was running that for them for 2 years.
Wow.
And it was a great learning experience. And she's one of the people that I actually would say she was very tenacious And just pushing forward, and you're never too young or old to go for your dreams. And then I'm thinking about Dr. Danielle Williams, the things that she's experienced in life, but just never giving up. Yeah. And really just believing in yourself and having a level of faith that is indescribable.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like really just believing that you have what it takes, you know?
Yeah.
And knowing for me that all things work together for the greater good. Like that's something I say, like, I'm like, all things work together for my good. So if it ain't good, it ain't done.
It ain't
okay. If it ain't good, it ain't done. That's my belief. I believe that. Like,
yeah.
I believe that so hard, so heavily in my heart. And then the number one person will be my mother. Mm-hmm. She passed away last year, last April. And my mom just, I know y'all, if you're into football, if you know anything about Deion Sanders, he talk about that dog.
Mm-hmm.
My mama line name was Top Dog. She was and FedEx, because she always delivered. Okay.
Yeah.
So like her belief in herself, her belief in just the knowing, right? I saw my mom, I saw like a notebook we were moving, and I found a notebook of hers, and it was like a yellow tablet, and it was everything she wanted to achieve, and it literally everything was checked off.
Wow.
And it was big stuff. It wasn't small stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, Mom, why you never taught me how to do, why did you never teach me how to do this? And she was like, I thought everybody did this, you know? And I'm like, no, everybody does, you know? So just believing and not taking no for an answer,
mm-hmm.
and not needing people's approval. So I'm going to say my mother is my number one person that I've watched, like, just get it done. Yeah. Never complained. I never heard her complain. So like that mindset of not just positivity, but the mindset of no one owes you anything.
Mm.
So like I grew up like that, like, oh, nobody owes me anything. My mama don't owe me nothing. My daddy don't owe me nothing.
Yeah.
You know, I'm grateful that they do for me, but just knowing that if you want something done, you can get it done.
Mm-hmm.
But it's going to take hard work, and it's going to take collaboration, teamwork, and because people will help you push the car if they see you getting out and pushing it. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah.
So yeah.
And I think you said so many things there. One it was about the age, and when you mentioned the age and just kind of following through on the ideas that you have, the first person I thought about was Moses. Being such a older person, and I think a lot of times people use age as an excuse not to do something, and so they miss opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
And even younger folks or middle age is like, oh, I'm too old, or I just don't want to do this. And it's, I'm not sure if it's just fear or complacency or just faith in themselves, but I know when God puts something on your heart and your mind to do, it's there for a reason, right?
Absolutely.
So if you move on it and you know who to go to, and like you were talking about is the collaboration and something that you mentioned earlier, asking.
Ask for help.
Yeah, people step up as long as you start taking that initiative, because that's the last thing they want to do is just help somebody who's not going to be motivated. So you take that initiative. Goodness gracious.
Yeah.
People going to come out the woodworks for you.
And two things. So I remember when we were in network marketing, they would always say, you got to be a part of your own rescue. I can't throw you the life jacket and come out there and swim it, somebody out there and put it on you too.
Yeah.
You got to help me help you.
Right.
You know, you have to be a part of your own rescue. And some people, unfortunately, like to be a victim. Like that's all they know.
Yeah.
You know, and that's a mindset, and that's a spirit too. That's a spirit of fear.
That is.
So we have to recognize that and recognize that. And the other thing, when you said Moses, I thought about Noah. 120 years
to build an ark.
Look at that patience. And everybody think you crazy.
Right.
You know? I mean, like, come on. To get one thing done.
Right.
To get one thing done, 120 years. That is that is amazing.
Yeah.
And it's like, you better have patience like Noah.
Yeah,
you say you talk about the patience of Job, but you better have some patience like Noah, 120 years and his wife and his children. And, you know, like you got the neighbor, everybody, oh, there, you know, there go Derek. He's still going at it. I mean, we never, we don't even know what rain is. Never heard of it.
Never heard of it.
Rain coming. So, you know, so it's like, it, but just imagine, just right. imagine. But more so, imagine watching 420 years.
Yeah.
And that 100, and at the end of that 120 years.
That's long.
Now that had to be, that had to be a hard pill to swallow. Ooh, ooh. That had to be a hard, let me tell you.
Yeah.
Just think about it. You watch this man for 120 years and you judge this man for 120 years. And then now you saw what rain was. And yeah. now you're trying to get on his art.
You're trying to get
no
on.
Thank you.
No.
Nope. No thank you. So that made me think of that. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was just gonna say, and it just lets you know that one person can actually make a difference.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Following through.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That follow through.
Yeah.
Let me say, one person can really make one person. I think about my mom when you said that. Like her drive and her just her heart and that just go get it. That it changed our lives. Like I'm thinking about my mom grew up. I'm from South Carolina. My mom grew up. She didn't have running water in her house. You know what I'm saying?
Wait.
Come on now.
Yeah.
We went from a 2-bedroom with grandparents and she let everybody stay with us. And then, you know, just moving up and not, and even like, even the relationship with her and my dad, like my parents are married still until she passed. But I remember my dad and my mom saying, my dad was like, well, we'll still be in that 2-bedroom house if it wasn't for your mama. Cause I didn't think we could move. I didn't think we could do more.
Wow.
And she would be like, yeah, just watch me. Mm-hmm. You don't even have to do nothing. Just watch me. I'm good. Just, you got the kids. My mom went to college. My mom dropped out of school when my grandmother got pregnant when she was a freshman to go to work to help my grandmother. My mother is the oldest, was the oldest of 8 girls. Okay.
Yeah.
She dropped out of school, gave my aunt, one of her younger sisters, her car so she could go to school, go to college. Okay. Yeah. And then went back to school on a softball scholarship, full ride, worked at Hardee's, worked at Foot Locker, Ladies Foot Locker, worked across the street at the printing press. I remember all of this. And my mom put us in private school.
I want to thank Sade for this episode. Now, listen, this is just part one. And we covered a lot, you know, just from recognizing that mentality of having fear. Drawing inspiration from the story of Noah, taking initiative and not waiting for others, and just recognizing our own strengths and weaknesses as a business owner. So as you guys go about your day, I just want you guys just to think about and marinate and reflect on what was talked about today. And I hope you all have a blessed week. And remember, we cannot become what we need if we remain where we are. God bless.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Why Not You? Remember, have faith and believe in yourself. God does. Also, subscribe to our channel and go to our website for more free content and life-changing stories at thewhynotyou.com. Until next time.